Herches Seif Ayin Zain. Kisui Kalim Hamachuborim Bekarka. Kalim Hamachuborim Bekarka. If you have got a kli which is joined to the ground. Till now we discussed something which is in the ground. You've got pit which is fully in the ground. You don't see the top of the pit out of the ground. Or you've got a tsinor, you've got a pipe which is in the ground. Now we're discussing, would you got something which is joined to the ground. It is not fully in the ground. The top part of it is sticking out of the ground. Mutar lagbia es hakisui shalem. For such a thing, you're allowed to take off its cover. Afilim ein lebeis achiza. Afil, it doesn't have a handle. The kimin ve'ein kisui zeh notun ala karka, since this cover is not on the ground. El al gabe kli. Ein ve'neu kaboina. When do we say it's considered a problem from near Kaboina Kusaisa? If you see the cover is 100% on the ground. It's like a part of the ground. It's straight from the ground. It goes straight further on the cover. But here, if you've got the part of the kli which is sticking out of the ground, sometimes you have it with a sponge hole that it's left, the part of the plastic part is left out of the ground, and you have the cover on top of it. Even if it's not 100% cut down to the ground, you've still got a part which is sticking out of the floor. Such a thing has got a cover. There's no problem altogether to go and cover it on Shabbos and take it down. You don't even need any sort of a handle. Because it is made to be a kli. It's not part of the ground. So it's not a problem from, and not problem altogether from near Kaboina Osoisa to take off the cover, even if there's no handle. So if Ayin Ches, Mikzeh Hanotun Bebeis Hakisei Al Gabe Beis Hakibul Shanamayim. The part of the toilet tank. The toilet tank has a lid. Now, this lid is sometimes joined on in a loose way, sometimes joined on in a hard way, well joined. If it is loose, imu munach berifyon, if it is loose joint, the einoi mahut klal lim koyman, it's not strongly joined on. Mutay la rimoy lachziyoy, you'll have to take it off and put it back, kedin kisu kelem amuchuborin lekaka. The emu mahut hetev lim koyman, ve megilin leftach, oysa todin near the end of Pesach b'Shabbos. It says like this. We learn this halacha here, that if it is a kisu keli, which is only joined to the ground, it's not fully in the ground, then you're allowed to take it off and put it back on Shabbos without any problems. Why? Because it's not considered part of the ground. That's mitzvah, this halacha, from near a kabbonu seisa. So if so, the tank from the toilet is not on the, underneath the ground altogether. It's like a kisu keli, so you don't need a handle on it. But here you've got a different problem. The problem could be it's boina mamish, because it's this part, the tank of the toilet, is joined to the wall. So it could be a part of the building. So if it is joined very loosely, then and it's made to be open the whole time, then you can say it doesn't come part from the wall, because it's made to be open the whole time. But if it is joined in a way that one doesn't usually open it, I mean, if it is joined strongly and one doesn't usually open it, then it becomes a part of the wall, some part of the binyan, then you're not allowed to do that and open it on Shabbos. You find this case when some people have this cover, they open it from frequently because they want to put inside it the substance which makes a color in the toilet, or sometimes it makes some substance which makes a smell in the toilet, so they open it up. Such people who open it up from usually, then they won't have a problem. But people who don't open it usually, it's usually closed for a long time, that is a problem, and could be a problem from boina. The same things we learned before, if you have this plastic piece which is on the chut chashmal, it's a kisui keilim. It's not a kisui from the ground. Like, well, it's not like a pit which has a cover on it. It's like a kisui keili. So if mitzad the halach from kisui keili, it's allowed. The problem is not only Kisuv Keli, you've got another problem. The problem is maybe it becomes part of the wall. Therefore, such a thing, if it is stuck on strongly and it doesn't usually open it up, then it's considered part of the wall, and it could be a problem from Boina properly, Boina on Shabbos, not on Nirka, Boina properly on Shabbos.